last year you beat the Broncos by 40 points a couple of times, and they made a lot of changes in the offseason to kind of bridge that gap. How much more formidable of an opponent do you view the Broncos as now?
Well, Denver's a good football team, as always. You know, they're well coached. I think John does a real good job. So I think one of the toughest guys to coach against in the league. And you know, they have a very good staff and a lot of good players. You know, they've gone toe to toe with two of the best teams in the league, and Atlanta and Houston. You know, had a big win last week, obviously, against Oakland. So, you know, in Pittsburgh on opening night, that was an impressive game too. So we know they're a good football team. And, you know, last year it didn't really mean much. Everybody's past that.
Bill, what's your assessment of Manning after seeing him come back from a year off?
Looks real good, as he always does. Sharp, accurate, handles the game well, and he's clearly one of the very top guys we play against. He's does everything well.
You've faced him an awful lot now through the years. Are there things he's improved in his game, or have you seen a progression in his game through the years?
Well, I think Peyton's one of the players that just really works hard all the time, works hard at everything. His preparation every week and all the fundamentals, his footwork, throw mechanics, ball handling, all those things. So I know he works on those things on a regular basis, and you can see it on the film. He does an excellent job really in every part of the game. As I said, his throwing, his decision-making, down-the-field throws of the back, slip screens, you know, his footwork, avoiding people in the pocket, throwing on the run, ball handling, play action, all those things. He's, I don't think there's really any weakness in his game. He works hard at all the little things, and you can see it on film. They all show up.
He's talked an awful lot about how you often give him so many different things to look at on defense. Are you cognizant of doing that more against him than some other guys?
I think he's a very tough competitor, tough guy to play against, and you've got to try to, you know, really work hard to take away things that you feel like he wants to do and make it hard for him to see exactly what you're going to be in. I mean, we try to do that every week, but I don't think anybody's that we play against is any better at it than he is in terms of recognizing what the defense is in and where they're weak and vulnerable and how to get to plays that hurt it. So that's definitely you know, one of the things we have to do a good job of this week with Peyton.
How's Brandon Lloyd fit into your offense so far?
Good. Brandon's been productive for us, and you know, he's worked hard, worked a lot on, you know, the things that we've asked him to do relative to the timing with Tom and things like that. But he's you know, he's been a pleasure to coach, and he's been a very productive player for us. And I'm glad we have him on our team. He's done well.
What did you like about him when you were looking at him in free agency?
With Dan Copen snapping the ball to Peyton, does that add to the challenge that your defense has this week?
Well, Dan's, as you know, Dan had a great career for us here, and he was a part of a lot of our wins, a lot of our seasons, and championships. So it's a little bit different looking at him on the other side of the field. But you know, we see that every week with a player that we've had here that's changed teams. Vice versa, we have players that played with Denver last year or two. So it's, I think that's part of the NFL. But you know, he's very, very smart, real sharp guy. So I'm sure that he, as much as he's gone against our defense and our players, he's pretty familiar with them as we are with him. So I'm not sure if there's an advantage there or not. But out and, you know, do a solid job and execute what we need to do. I think that's the most important thing is how the teams perform and execute, you know, as opposed to all the...
Coach, in your two losses, you got kind of hung up by interesting officiating calls. Did you find a better flow to your game the way you wanted to go with the regular officials, more like what you've wanted to do the whole season against Buffalo?
Well, I think, you know, that whole aspect of the game is something that's out of our control, and right now we're just focusing on preparing for the game and doing the best we can, and me doing the best that I can to coach the team, prepare the team, and make good decisions on game day that I can to help the team win. So whatever else happens out there that's beyond our control, just have to take it as it comes and deal with it at that time. But I'm just really trying to focus on the job that I have to do and not worry about everything else.
What qualities did you like about Brandon Bolden that made you guys go after him in free agency, and what does he add to your team now that he's been integrated into the running game?
Well, I think Brandon had a good career at Mississippi. He was a good player down there and, of course, a real good conference. And he's had a productive year for us since he's gotten here, both in the running game, well, and offensively in the running game and the passing game, and in the kicking game. He's been a good player for us on special teams, and he's also done well running the ball, catching the ball, and pass protection. So, you know, he's a sharp kid, works hard. He's been on the field every day. He's out there working hard, trying to get better every day, and he's making a lot of improvement. So I'd say one of the things that we, you know, probably what attracted us to him, where we got interested, was just his production as a college player and in a good conference against, you know, going up against NFL, eventually NFL quality players. I mean, a lot of guys are going to get drafted from that conference. So you're seeing him against real good people, and he performed well in that setting.
Bill, the running back here, Willis McGahee, he's a bit of an anomaly. He's almost 31 years old, and he's still putting up 100-yard games. What's your impressions of him?
Well, real talented player coming out of Miami. Big, strong, fast guy that has good run instincts and is tough. So I think you still see those qualities. You see him running over people and breaking tackles. He has good run vision and can find the holes and has good patience and knows how to use his blocking. But when he gets in the open field or when he gets guys try to tackle him, he does a good job of breaking tackles, getting his pads down, running with power, and he's elusive in the secondary. So he continues to perform well, and I have a lot of respect for Willis.
Coach, how would you assess your secondary at this point in the season?
Well, I think our whole team is probably, you know, would all fall into about the same category, no matter what group you asked about. We've done some good things, and there's some things we need to do better that we need to improve on. So that would be true for really any group that you ask about. We've had, you know, a bunch of interceptions in the secondary, and we've had, you know, some good plays and had our moments, and then there's been other plays that we need to play better. We need to coach better. So,
Coach, what influences have you seen from Jack Del Rio now that he's here as the DC through the first few games of this season?
Well, I think the Broncos are a good defensive team. And again, they've played against some very good offenses and given them plenty of problems. They give you a lot of different looks. They change up what they're doing with their pressures and their alignments and even the personnel groupings. So they do a good job of keeping you off balance. I don't really know who's doing what over there. You'd have to talk to, you know, somebody with the Broncos about that on the coaching staff with John and Del Rio and the rest of the defensive staff and so forth. So I really couldn't comment on that, but I would just say the defensive group as a whole is, you know, they're very disruptive. I think they're definitely improved in the secondary from where they were last year when we played them. They're getting their hands on a lot of balls. They're active. Tight man coverage. You know, Wolf's definitely helped them up front, along with, they've got, you know, two of the best edge guys in the game, Dumerville and Miller. So
Coach, you talked about Willis and the success that he's had in the first quarter of the year. How does that change, or how much more difficult is it to prepare for Manning when he has such a strong running game also?
Well, I think Peyton's always used the running game well, whether it was with Edgerrin James or Adai or, in this case, McGahee, whoever it is, that he certainly understands how to attack defenses where defenses are light, whether it's in the running game or the outside passing game or play action or down the field or misdirection plays or whatever it happens to be. Peyton does a real good job of anticipating those, seeing them, getting his team in plays that attack them, and certainly a running game's part of it. But I think he's always used that as a good weapon against the defense, and it's complemented the passing game. And not just McGahee, but all the backs are talented, and they've all made plays. Been impressed with McGahee. Of course, Marino's a good player. Hillman has made some big plays. He's been impressive, an elusive guy. Lance Ball. So they've got a good group of backs, and McGahee's good. But whichever one of them's in there could be a problem. So we've got to be ready for all.
Coach, on Sunday, are we seeing two of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history play against each other?